Book 2, Canto 3, The Glory and the Fall of Life. Starting from page 123, finishing with the page 125. The voice of time sang of the immortals' joy. An inspiration and a lyric cry, the moments came with ecstasy on their wings. Beauty unimaginable moved heaven bare, absolved from boundaries in the vasts of dream. The cry of the birds of wonder called from the skies to the deathless people of the shores of light. Creation leaped straight from the hands of God. Marvel and rapture wandered in the ways. Only to be was a supreme delight. Life was the happy laughter of the soul, and joy was king with love for minister. The spirit's luminousness was bodied there. Life's contraries were lovers or natural friends, and her extremes, keen edges of harmony. Indulgence with a tender purity came and nursed the god on her maternal breast. There none was weak, so falsehood could not live. Ignorance was a thin shade protecting light. Imagination, the free will of truth. Pleasure, a candidate for heaven's fire. The intellect was beauty's worshipper. Strength was the slave of calm spiritual law. Power laid its head upon the breasts of bliss. There were summit glories inconceivable, autonomies of wisdom's still self-rule, and high dependencies of a virgin sun, illumined theocracies of the seeing soul, throned in the power of the transcendence ray. A vision of grandeurs, a dream of magnitudes, in sun-bright kingdoms, moved with regal gait. Assemblies, crowded senates of the gods, life's puissances, reigned on seats of marble will. High dominations and autocracies, and laureled strengths and armed imperative mights. All objects there were great and beautiful. All beings wore a royal stamp of power. There sat the oligarchies of natural law. Proud violent heads served one calm monarch's brow. All the soul's postures domed divinity. There met the ardent mutual intimacies of master's joy and the joy of servitude, imposed by love on love's heart that obeys, and love's body held beneath a rapturous yoke. All was a game of meeting kinglinesses. For worship lifts the worshipper's bowed strength close to the god's pride and bliss his soul adores. The ruler there is one with all he rules. To him who serves with a free equal heart, obedience is his princely training school. His nobility's coronet and privilege, his faith is a high nature's idiom, his service a spiritual sovereignty. There were realms where knowledge joined creative power and her high home, and made her all his own. The grand illuminate seized her gleaming limbs and filled them with the passion of his ray, till all her body was its transparent house, and all her soul a counterpart of his soul. Apotheosized, transfigured by wisdom's touch, her days became a luminous sacrifice, an immortal moth in happy and endless fire, she burned in his sweet, intolerable blaze. A captive life wedded her conqueror, in his wide sky she built her world anew. She gave to mind's calm pace the motor's speed, to thinking a need to live what the soul saw, to living an impetus to know and see. His splendor grasped her, her puissance to him clung. She crowned the idea, a king in purple robes, put her magic serpent scepter in thought's grip, made forms his inward vision's rhythmic shapes, and her acts the living body of his will.